This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423. Regarding Michael Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, date of birth 10-2-1952. Dear Lisa, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Kelly with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a benign prostatic hypertrophy, also history of many kidney stones. His last visit was November 8th of 2021. His weight is unchanged. Since his last visit, he did have a procedure done by Dr. Mottman to remove many kidney stones from both kidneys. Also had a transurethral prostate resection. And that seems to have helped his urinary output. And he had a right total knee replacement March 1st of this year, and also a previous left total knee replacement last year. The left knee seemed to heal very well. The right knee is taking a little bit longer, but it is only 2 months out. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he feels like he's got improved flow and no incontinence, no edema. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from his previous visit. Physical examination, weight is 278 pounds, pulse 89, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Neck is supple, no JVD. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 27th of 2022. His creatinine is stable at 1.5. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.3. Albumin 4.4, phosphorus is 3.9, estimated GFR is 50, hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, hypertension at goal, type 2 diabetes, and benign prostatic hypertrophy with improved outflow after his transurethral prostate resection. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.